Hey, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Happy Friday, and I am excited to teach you guys a little bit more about weight loss and calorie restriction. I know you've seen the studies that show Ozempic and semaglutide and all of the weight loss shots can dramatically change your weight. They can also improve your cardiovascular health, but let's talk about things like nutrition and how losing weight or restricting calories can be done without the shots and can potentially lengthen your lifespan. There was a recent randomized trial called the Calorie Trial, and this trial was very interesting. The findings showed evidence that calorie restriction might slow the aging process down at the cellular level. And this is so exciting. It's something all of us can do. If you just don't eat your bagel in the morning, that's where you can skip about 10 or 12% of calories in the day. And something so small as that can improve your lifespan. It's all about health span and lifespan, and calorie restriction can actually improve the aging process for all of us. Many cultures practice this idea of calorie restriction, the concept in Japanese culture of eating until you are just slightly less than full to the max. That's so different from American culture, where we go into the Cheesecake Factory and we get these mounds and plates of food, and literally one serving can cover three meals and three family members. So I think the idea of restrictive eating, calorie restriction, is so important to bring up. The calorie study is the comprehensive assessment of long-term effects of reducing intake of energy. And it was a randomized trial of 220 adults without obesity. They're in their 20s to their 50s, and they either cut their calorie intake by 25% without skipping essential nutrients, or the other group got to eat what they wanted for 2 whole years. And at baseline, they measured their body mass index and their weight. 70% of these people in the study were women who were a little bit lean to a little bit overweight to begin with. So it was kind of a broad spectrum of people, body shapes, and sizes. And you're not going to be surprised, but it was difficult for these people to eat less than they normally did. The ones in the calorie restriction group attempted to achieve a goal of eating 25% less calories per day. And actually, on average, they reduce their calorie intake by about 12%. So you dream big and you get about half of what you dream of. But even so, the investigators reported that the calorie restriction significantly improved so many multiple cardiometabolic risk factors, including cholesterol, blood pressure, C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory protein in your bloodstream, and glucose tolerance. So that is so important. The study also looked at the association between calorie restriction and DNA methylation, which measures how your cells are aging. And when you look at methylation markers, you get a sense of how people's epigenetic clocks are ticking. Your DNA, it unfurls, it reproduces, it controls every reaction in every cell of your body. When there's too much DNA methylation, the DNA does not function properly. The cells deteriorate and proteins are not made properly, and it leads to changes like precancers, cancers, aging, and deterioration. So these are like these epigenetic clocks that measure DNA methylation are basically like the speedometers of the cell, and they measure how much aging individuals experience. And this is so interesting that the calorie restriction definitely slowed aging process. The cells in the people who were on calorie restricted diets have less methylation and definitely about 10% less aging than the people who are eating regular diet. Is that enough to motivate you to skip 10 or 20% of your calories per day? For me, it is, because if 10 to 15% of my DNA is less methylated, my aging process is going to be so much better. And risk and mortality is going to be really improved as well. So I think that's so interesting. Mostly animals have improvements in their lifespan with aging process when they're on calorie restriction. I think we've heard of studies where rats, rhesus monkeys, and even fruit flies or Drosophila have had increased lifespan with calorie restriction. And now we're looking more closely at what happens in people. There was a physician named Roy Walford who 30 years ago was a doctor in the Biosphere 2. That was a glass enclosed community where the residents had to grow all their own food and reduce their calorie intake. Years after he died, they looked at the analysis of blood samples from the participants of that study living in the glass bubble in the biosphere, and they showed that there were really beneficial effects on sustained calorie reduction for the humans in the biosphere. So this is so intriguing. That, and along with the calorie study, these are really robust methods of looking at lifespan extension. And the data from humans now at least supports the idea that, similar to the data from rats and monkeys and fruit flies, that calorie restriction really, really works. I am so excited about this because it's something easy you can do. There's been some negative flack about semaglutide, Ozempic, and Wegovy, the shots that help people lose weight. And a lot of us just really need that to get over the hump and the metabolic change of middle age. But for those of you who want to work on calories, diet, exercise, and doing things the natural way, this is a relatively easy thing to do. It's an incredibly easy intervention. It drastically altered human lifespan, and it can modify the rate of aging. We don't know exactly how much it's going to alter the lifespan of humans, and we suspect it may be anything from 10 to 15 years. There are people in the biohacking field who now predict that by the time of 2050, we're going to be able to get human beings to live to the age of 120. By 2050, we can live to 120. That's going to be incredible, but only if we live as robust humans. We don't want to become more frail, more weak. One of the concerns maybe with calorie restriction is that you can lose more muscle mass. So the muscle mass lost only accounted for 17% of the total tissue loss in the calorie restricted group. That means 83% of what was lost was fat and other stuff. In actuality, if you're only losing a small amount of muscle mass and the majority is fat, you're going to have significant benefit. So what comes next? We have to tease apart the effect of the weight loss from the effect of the calorie restriction and figure out how much of our improvement comes from just getting down to the right body weight and how much do we really derive from calorie restriction. Do we really change DNA and the aging clock in the mitochondria of the cells? I definitely think that we're going to hear more about this topic. It's so interesting. These findings are very motivating to me, and they should be to all of you guys, to eat less calories every day, to remember to practice that art of pushing the plate away when you feel like you're about, you know, two-thirds full, and don't go all the way to the max. You don't want to, you know, eat until the point where you have to unbuckle your belt buckle and loosen that top button of your pants. That's the American way. We want to eat to the point of mild satiety where you still feel slightly hungry, and try to increase the amount of time that you give your GI system to rest and to not process foods, and to do intermittent fasting. So the intermittent fasting with the dietary window where you're not eating from like 8 p.m. till 8 a.m. in the morning, 12-hour fast. Try your best to add 4 more hours, make it 16 hours of fasting, and you're going to find that you're really going to rev up metabolism. You're going to improve the DNA methylation profiles of your cells. You're going to give your GI system time to rest and repopulate with healthier cells that have had time to improve their overall genetics. So that's kind of the goal, is to take all the oxidative food, which drives oxidation damage to the cells, and turn it off for 12 to 16 hours and allow healing and allow rebuilding. And this is the time when your body gets to rest and reset. If you're constantly feeding yourself and you eat 5 small meals a day, or you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, regardless of how your hunger pangs are, you're putting fuel in the fire constantly. You never have time for the body to turn off the enzyme systems, reset, reboot, and purge molecules that are oxidatively damaged. So I think our aging clocks are such an important process It's important to start thinking about aging more than just skincare, more than just beauty, more than just lines and wrinkles and collagen production. We also have to look at our aging clocks and think about how functional measures are going to show slowing of aging. That's the long-term goal. We cut calories, we can lengthen the lifespan, and calorie restriction can slow the aging process. Lots of questions remain, but I want you guys to stay tuned because we're going to learn more. And in the meantime, start your intermittent fasting, skip your bagel in the morning, try to do the black coffee, the green tea, or just water, and try to really learn to listen to your hunger and your, you know, your body is going to tell you when your cravings require you to eat. But don't just eat when the clock says it's time for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Don't eat when there's food in front of you in the lunchroom. Ask yourself, are you truly hungry? Because food is nutrition, but food is also poison. It's also oxidative fuel to fire up the DNA methylation clocks that damage the DNA. So, time to biohack and calorie restrict, and I'll talk to you next time. Don't forget to find me every Tuesday on a longer podcast, and Fridays we do a 5-Minute Friday. And I would love for you guys to find me on our Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. And that's where I have our amazing green juice, which has so many good nutrients and nutrition. When I am doing intermittent fasting, sometimes I worry about not getting enough fruits and vegetables and variety. I restrict my calories, but I really want to make sure I get all of those essential minerals. And this has 20 of the top high antioxidant reductive potent vitamins, minerals, and products to improve your overall health. You're going to love the taste of it. The green juice is amazing. I drink it every single morning. It has alkaline grasses. It has inulin, which keeps your tummy full. And it's just such an easy, quick scoop, 20 fruits and vegetables with the high ORAC potential, everything you need in a day. That's it for now, guys. Stay hungry and stay beautiful.